It's worth knowing what's really going on. This is the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Welcome to the latest episode of our new podcast, Go Atlanta, from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. I'm the AJC's arts and entertainment editor, Shane Harrison. We're here every Thursday to introduce you to the most interesting people, places, and things to do in and around Atlanta. This is the podcast to get you ready for the weekend.
I'm food, dining, and living editor LaGaya Figueres, and I'm going to tell you about a festival taking place this weekend where you can indulge in your love of donuts and desserts.
This is Rodney Ho, entertainment reporter at the AJC. The original Walking Dead may be dead, but the spinoffs keep on coming.
And we also have a special guest this week. The AJC's real-life columnist, Nedra Roan, is here. Welcome, Nedra.
Thanks, Shane. I am going to share with you a fantastic way to get fit in Atlanta.
If you're listening to this podcast on AJC.com, please take a moment to follow us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. This is Go Atlanta from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored? Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
First up, we're going to talk about some hot topics, and Nedra mentioned earlier that she has found a really interesting way to stay fit here in Atlanta.
Yeah, so this was a lot of fun. A few weeks ago, I had the chance to go visit a roller fitness studio, which, as I understand, is the first roller fitness studio in Metro Atlanta. And I spent some time with the founder, Gloria Downs, to get a little bit more information about what she does. So take a listen.
It's Saturday night, and a crowd of several dozen people are gathered at a retail center near Piedmont and Monroe for opening night of Roller Fit, Atlanta's first roller fitness studio.
My name is Gloria Downs, and I'm identified as Glow.
Gloria Downs, the founder of Roller Fit, began offering classes in December 2020 at a rink in Stone Mountain. She opened an 1,100-square-foot studio designed solely for getting fit on four wheels.
So basically, I noticed that while roller skating, and I've been roller skating for 22 years, it wasn't really recognized in the fitness industry. So I put together what I normally do and how I teach and introduced that in a fitness format so therefore people can lose weight and also have fun at the same time. And I felt like it was a need for a roller fitness studio because there isn't any. So that's why I wanted to open one.
That's Glow executing a march and a half circle turn, exactly the kind of moves that beginners to roller fitness might learn in her class.
The classes are formatted by levels. There's beginner, intermediate, and advanced. The beginner is more instructional. You do certain movements to get your body moving, get certain muscles activated. Intermediate is more dance friendly. You learn how to incorporate the beginner skills into a dance routine. And then the advanced is the art of roller dancing. So you actually put all forms together to create an actual roller dance.
Brittany Hardware was new to roller skating when she began taking classes with Glow just over a year ago.
Glow just made it so easy to learn. She brought really good energy, like the worst of the worst, the people who had never been on skates before, the people who have been on skates their whole life could learn something from her. She never made anyone feel like they were asking a stupid question or anything like that. She's always just like she's joy personified, and like she just makes you want to get better every time you go to a class.
The class was a lot of fun, but Brittany said she got a workout as well.
So basically, Roller Fit, like, it got us in shape. Like, I lost 40 pounds doing it, like, that and working out on the side. But, like, I was skating with her every weekend. And, like, she, like, it's a full body workout. Like, and you don't realize you're working out till you take your skates off and you're sitting down and you're like, ooh. That was probably 30 minutes worth of cardio that I did not realize I was doing, and it was great.
Sherry Turner, another Roller Fit enthusiast, used to drive 45 minutes from Smyrna to Stone Mountain just to take classes with GLOW. The classes, she said, offered so much more than fitness.
So initially when I first started skating, it was more so, ooh, this is a workout, and ooh, I need to work on my endurance. So that's how I got into it at first. But then it was like this whole new underground world where, like, these aren't kids skating. These are 50-year-olds and 60-year-olds and 40-year-olds out here roller skating and doing dance moves and all these tricks and techniques that I've really never seen before. So I was intrigued by it. So I kind of stuck with it. So it became more fitness and kind of turned into just like a social activity and like a family, really.
And that's fascinating stuff, because I remember roller skating as a young child. I think I haven't roller skated since I was in the single digits. It seems like so long ago, but, you know, and it seemed like roller skating went away, but I guess it never really did.
It certainly didn't in Atlanta. There's always been a very large and thriving underground sort of roller skating scene here. Gloria has been part of that. And I think it's great that she found a way to spin off of that and reach a new audience of people, you know, people who are interested in fitness and maybe didn't think about roller skating as a way to do that.
Yeah.
Do people only wear the roller skates with four wheels, or do people inline skate?
As far as I know, it's four wheels, but, you know, GLOW might have a different take on that.
Okay. And then also, if one is coming, like, preparing to take that class, I imagine this is for adults, right? Okay, so do they, like, I'm injury prone, for example, right? Like, now I'm getting older, thinking about, I don't want to get hurt and fall. Maybe my, you know, I'm just not as balanced as before. Do people wear things like knee guards and elbow guards?
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, no one that I saw.
Oh, they're probably far more.
I have a friend who actually wanted to do this. And the first thing she said was, I need knee guards, I need elbow guards,
yes.
And a helmet.
Oh, helmet. Yes.
And I was like, absolutely no on the helmet, but maybe on the knee pads. I don't know.
Can you tell us about the building itself? Because this is not local. I mean, I'm pretty familiar with that section of Piedmont, but it is not visible from the street.
Yeah, it's definitely not. You have to know where you're going. There is, if you go behind a lot of the retail that you see right on Piedmont, 1874 Piedmont, there's a retail office, and they're very nondescript looking buildings. But Roller Fit is on the bottom level of one of those buildings. The suite number is 441D. That's it. And, you know, it's not a huge space. It's 1,100 square feet.
That's pretty dinky for...
It's small, but that's, you know, she's not doing these... It's not like a roller skating rink. You're
okay.
Not going around in circles at top speed. It's not roller derby stuff at all. It's based on fitness, and it's small movements and learning how to be controlled and that sort of thing. So...
Did you take a class?
I did not, but I am planning to go back and... Yeah.
Nice. That's amazing. That one person that you talked to, she said she lost something like 40 pounds.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So this, I mean, you know, the thing is, obviously she's been doing this for, 2 or 3 years now, and was doing it in Smyrna at Stone Mountain, roller rink in Stone Mountain. And it was just fascinating to me that these people, first of all, following her to the other studio, but also that this woman was driving all the way, you know, from Smyrna to Stone Mountain because she needed or wanted to take this class. So she has a lot of very devoted
That's awesome. What is
followers.
The class size typical? Do you know?
Yeah, I think it's about 12, no more than 12.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It seems to me like that would, because it's a small space, it might be a good way for someone to start back with roller skating because you're, like you said, it's about control. And I mean, that's something that you're always worried about when those big rinks where it's like, ugh. You know,
you got teenagers flying around.
Right.
Yeah. I do with my daughter. So, yeah, and it's still fun.
I skate at rinks when I'm not a Let me just. Well, okay, I'm not so a great skater, but
are you saying you ice skate or roller skate?
No, I roller skate. Okay. I ice skate too, but this is I roller skate at rinks, with children, obviously, because that's usually why I'm there. But they've started really doing all of these events for adults. Like Pullman Yards had the event. There are a lot of pop ups that are really geared to adults. So I feel like knowing that, I feel if I went to Roller Fit, I would be more equipped to go out into the broader world of roller skating because I've had the chance to really kind of work on how I'm moving on these skates, getting a feel for them in this small studio space with 11 other people, as opposed to, oh my gosh, I have to figure it out when, kids are flying by and, one person has a leg over their head and I'm like, what's going on? So I think it's very helpful, I think, in getting a comfort level. And that's what I heard a lot of people that have gone to her saying, is just they felt more comfortable on skates.
That's great. I totally need to get myself under control. I do actually own inline skates, and I used to do it a lot, but not so much anymore. Anyway, my husband and I went down to Peachtree City, where you have all of those trails for
golf carts.
Yes. And so it's perfect, but my brake was kind of used up. So I had no more rubber left, and I was throwing myself onto the grass.
Oh my gosh.
To stop, because I was going downhill. You guys, it was so funny. Clearly I need to do a better job. There is something called the hockey stop. I need to relearn the hockey stop because I cannot be a 50-year-old woman throwing myself onto the grass.
Oh my gosh.
So I got to take that class with Gloria.
Yeah,
sounds like the perfect way to learn and to get back into it. I mean, because I do feel nostalgic about it sometimes. It was a lot of fun. I still have great memories of doing that.
Like
when I was a kid.
Disco ball. That was a huge Friday night hangout.
I feel
for me.
The moments when you're out there and you actually get a nice flow, it feels really good.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And
it
people
really
who do dancing and stuff, they are talented. And the twirling, to do a 180, woo.
Yeah, you can watch a pretty decent number of TikTok videos of people doing that.
Yes, exactly. That's a large part of why people started really getting back into this, because they were sitting there, during the pandemic, scrolling on TikTok, seeing all these people doing this stuff and thinking, I want to try that. So, here we are.
Now you really can, Atlanta.
Right.
So I guess I'm not the only one who feels nostalgic about it.
No, get out there, Shane.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks so much, Nedra.
Thank you.
And now we're going to talk about something new. Well, something returning, actually. Our starred restaurant reviews.
Right. Okay. So now that we're done losing weight with roller skating, I'm going to help you guys put on a few pounds. Yes. So last week marked the return of our starred restaurant reviews. And, we had suspended those since March of 2020. We brought stars back in January of 2020, but, 2 months later, a pandemic hit. And then when we finally started reviewing restaurants again, we felt that it was important to leave them unstarred as restaurants, kind of went through their recovery. And at this point, it is definitely time to bring our stars back. So we are continuing with the 4-star rating system that we began, I think, with John Kessler in 2014 is when we went from 5 to 4 stars. So those stars are now back. And the very first one we did is actually Nobu, and Henry Hollis, who is my fellow dining critic, and I wrote that piece together. Nobu got 3 of 4 stars. It's been, very hyped up. we've been ever since, Phipps Plaza announced that multi-million-dollar expansion in 2017. And you're seeing, all of the construction and whatnot. Now there's a nice shiny black tower with the Nobu name on it. That's the hotel and the restaurant. And Nobu is basically Japanese with Peruvian ingredients, kind of thing is how he made his name. We overall, I would say, were really impressed with the food, and where it was lacking is on the service end, which I think that's one place I think in Atlanta overall is where we struggle with some of the service side of things. But the food was absolutely terrific. In general, you're just going to see those Nobu classics. I will say, hands down that black cod with miso, which was and always has been its like signature dish, the one that put Nobu like on the map. It's there in all of its sweetness. Have any of you guys eaten at a Nobu anywhere before? Nedra's raising her hand.
Yeah.
Which one did you eat at?
In New York when I lived there.
Oh. Yes.
That was my favorite little treat. I like the Chilean sea bass, though. Is that on the menu here?
Yeah, the Chilean sea bass.
I'm going to go get it.
Yep. I'll just mention a few of the dishes that I really liked. The octopus. It's like this grilled octopus anticucho. And oh my gosh, it's also, everybody knows you're going to pay a pretty penny to eat there, right? And so if you want to think of this as a value dish, it absolutely was. I mean, this is a massive platter with so much grilled octopus. I mean, so tender. It was just the way that I love, you know, octopus. But the portion was really big. And it even came with like a side of roasted potatoes and enough to take home in a very elegant doggy bag, which is was lucky. Of course, like all of the raw dishes, the plating is beautiful, you know, with some of the sashimi, they have their particular style of presentation, and you'll definitely get that artfulness. I will say, there seemed to be a little bit of a corporate-iness to it now. I mean, they are up to 50 restaurants around the globe. Wow. I think they've got somewhere between 13 and 15 hotels. And it's almost like they've got their playbook, you know? And so, I don't know. I let people, you know, decide for themselves. But it's awesome, you know. I mean, but I don't think just because Atlanta has a Nobu doesn't mean that Atlanta was any less of a great place to eat before Nobu arrived. You know how sometimes it's like, oh, well, if you have checked the box that you're a big city because you've got a Hard Rock Cafe or whatever, you know. But we do have a Nobu, and I think it's terrific as you mentioned, Nedra, special occasions.
Yeah.
I don't have the bucks to make it my everyday place. Plus, you know, it's hard to get a reservation.
Yeah.
And we mentioned in the review that if you want to get in there, but you can't get the reservation, it's first come, first serve. It opens up at 5 o'clock mm-hmm. and can go to both the bar lounge area and also the sushi counter and, you know, sit there and you can still have access to the entire menu of hot and cold dishes. And again, first come, first serve. So they do get a line, probably about like 4:30-ish, people start, you know, showing up. But
I kind of want to go just to compare it to 20 years ago, which is,
you know,
when
did.
I went in.
But
New
I mean,
York.
The dishes haven't, there's plenty that haven't changed. Now, they did bring, I was asking the executive chef about, will we see any unique to Atlanta dishes? And he said the spring menu will bring a few of those. There are a couple that the one of the corporate chefs who came from the Miami location brought with him from there is actually terrific. It was this baby corn dish, beautiful. And another was this, was it a pork belly? Guys, I can't remember it. But the point was, you know, they are bringing in some of the old, but slowly, you know, some of the new. But yeah, all the classics are there. Oh my goodness, by the way, I didn't mention the Wagyu short rib dumplings. Amazing. There's only four of them, but they are really, really worth it. Stunning. And truly, they look like origami. They were shaped so beautiful.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So that's the first of our starred reviews.
Okay, yeah, the first. And then this week, so they'll find online today and then in tomorrow's Go Guide, is my review of Rochambeau, which is a modern diner on in the Peachtree Battle Shopping Center. And we talked about it a few weeks ago when I mentioned that it had opened. It's from the guys behind Local 3. And it's so fun. Really, really fun. It's a little bit pricey, but diners, so you know, these days, a modern diner comes with modern prices.
Right.
But also,
what is a modern diner?
I know.
What does that mean?
Okay, well, first of all, they're open. So they're open. I think it's starting at 9. So they don't have the morning hours. You've got a full bar. It's probably one of the most comprehensive beverage lists I've ever seen at a diner. It's not greasy spoon type stuff. It really is thoughtful. Their sourcing is impeccable. The execution on the dishes, like it's a terrific omelet. They know how to make omelets. You know, it's that kind of thing. And in fact, they do so much homages to Atlanta. It's very thoughtful in terms of how connected it is to Atlanta's history. This is something that I learned. Chris Hall, who's one of the partners, told me. They have, people should look during the Valentine's time. They're going to be putting on old dishes from Georgia Grill. Georgia Grill was a diner that's now closed, but it was a kind of like across and down the street a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And the mainstay in the area. After when these guys announced that they were going to be opening, somebody apparently took from the dumpster, they were dumpster diving, and they got a binder of 5 years worth of Georgia Grill recipes that they shared with the guys with Rochambeau. And they're now, I think, then they're talking, just making sure that everybody's kosher, that they can sometimes bring in and out some of these recipes. And they're in the space that used to be that Jim White half shell, right? So one of the dishes that I tried, terrific fish pontchartrain, I think they use snapper. That style of presentation is on the menu right now. And you guys, we talked about turtles, which was
the record store.
Thank you. So they have the turtles wall that you put up. You bring your cassette tape, hang it up. It can be part of the decor. And they will, once you give it to them, they will add your mix, anything on that mix, to their jukebox. And you can play any song, and you can actually use your phone to like download the QR and control it from your phone.
Huh?
Isn't that?
So they create an MP3 file for you from your cassette tape,
like your mixtape. Like you can bring in your old mixtape from high school.
You can bring any and get all my tapes.
Yeah,
transfer.
You can bring any or all of your tapes. Give it to them. They will add that to all of the collection in the jukebox.
Oh, that's funny.
And also, they even have scorecards where you can play Rochambeau, which is rock, paper, scissors, is what it means, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's very interactive. It's a pretty fun place. Yeah. So check out that review of Rochambeau.
Yep, that'll be in Friday's Go Guide.
And online right now.
Yep. Awesome. And also quickly wanted to mention that Pool's Barbecue up in Ellijay, which we recently reported was closing because the owner is retiring, is not going to close.
Yeah, well, we announced that in November, and all these people got so sad that Pool's in Ellijay was closing. It's a barbecue place, and it's known for the Pig Hill of fame. Yep. But Darvin Pool, who owned it with his wife, Melanie, he decided to close the restaurant so he could spend more time with his grandchildren or whatnot. But now there is a new owner, and it is back and open. And if you want to take a drive up to Ellijay, you can go visit Pool's Barbecue.
Yep. And you can't miss it. The pigs on the hill will call to you from the highway. So.
Yeah, I love the backstory on that. That when he discovered he was not going to be able to use a billboard to advertise because of federal restrictions at that time, he turned the mountainside behind the structure into Pool's Pig Hall of Fame. And it features more than 300 plywood pigs painted with the names of customers from around the country.
Yep.
Yeah, it's there.
It's great. This is Go Atlanta from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach. An air freshener can make your car smell like paradise. A drive to Daytona Beach will actually get you there. Beach on. Plan your trip today at DaytonaBeach.com.
This episode is brought to you by Twizzlers. Long day, late night, feeling a little bored. Twizzlers is the ultimate sidekick for any moment of the day, no matter what kind of day you're having. The perfect level of sweet and a fun excuse to sit back and relax. Unwind with Twizzlers. To buy now, visit Hersheyland.com/Twizzlers.
We're back on Go Atlanta from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Rodney is going to tell us a little bit about, something happening with CNN.
Well, yeah, a lot of changes over there, but, Warner Brothers sold off the CNN Center a couple years back, and now it's time for CNN to leave CNN Center. I don't know what they're going to call that space anymore after they're gone, but they're going to move back to Techwood, which is, I guess, technically Turner Campus, the Midtown campus. So when CNN opened in 1980, they were in Techwood for the first few years, and they ran out of space. So, Ted opened up a monstrous space downtown, and that became kind of the focal point. It became a huge tourist attraction. They had CNN studio tours there for many, many years. And, Ted Turner was right down the street. He would, pop around. And it was a big deal for a long time. Obviously, the past 10 years, most of the big names, you know, moved to New York. So there wasn't much to see besides, you know, Robin Mead, I guess, was the only one who was still around. But, you know, since the pandemic, they haven't done the tours and it's just kind of over. So they're basically, you know, you won't be seeing CNN anymore downtown. That's basically it.
Yep. So no more CNN Center downtown. I guess we'll wait and find out what they're actually going to call it once it's not at CNN Center anymore.
Yeah, I don't know what. Yeah, it's otherwise pretty boring over there. Yeah. I mean, it's a walkthrough on your way to State Farm Arena.
Right. It's a food court.
Yes, it's a food court.
Yeah. And now we want to talk a little bit about what's new, and there's a bunch of new restaurants opening and coming soon, right?
Yeah, yeah. I have a laundry list. So I'm going to give you five places. Write these down and I guess put them on your list to visit. So Henry's Bakery opened its fifth location in Brookhaven. It's a terrific intersection at Johnson Ferry and Ashford Dunwoody. So, and really, they cleaned that up. It was like a pizza place before. It looks really great. But anyway, that location for the bakery is now open in Brookhaven. Lagarde, which it offers Cajun cuisine and cocktails as well. Lagarde American Eatery, folks might know that one in its Chambly location, but now they have a second one that Chef Jamie Adams and his partner Leo Mora opened in Milton. So it is in the Crabapple Market development on Heritage Walk. That just opened. Also open, here's for people who want to be a little bit active when they go out. It's called Fight Club. It's based in the UK. So the concept is social darts with food and cocktails. Nedra, after you do your roller skating.
Or before.
You can get an arm workout with throwing darts. But yeah, so let's see. That is located at 1055 Howell Mill Road in Atlanta, Fight Club. Let's see. We also have Oppo Coffee. So it's a new coffee shop and roastery in Decatur. It's in the old Amaza space next door to, BBQ Cafe, Kelly's Market. And it's across the street from Kimball House.
Yep.
All right, so Oppo Coffee. And lastly, this one is one that we've been kind of waiting for, Humble Pie. This comes from Ron Sue and Aaron Phillips, that we know those guys from Lazy Betty, among other places. So they're calling it like a neighborhood restaurant that's going to do chef-driven American dishes. So that opened yesterday, January 18th, at the Interlock. There's a bunch of other restaurants over there these days at the Interlock, but folks can look for Humble Pie now among those. And then a couple announcements that were made. We have a Latin food restaurant that's going to be coming by the end of the year to Larkin on Memorial called Birdcage. And actually, we remember that I did that review of the three pop-ups at Full Commission.
Right.
Full Commission's right there. So this is in the another outpost, like an outbuilding over in that area, in Grant Park across from Oakland Cemetery. So look for Birdcage by the end of the year. And Big Dave's Cheesecake. Big Dave, he's always doing something.
Cheesesteak?
Oh, sorry. Cheesesteak.
And cheesesteak. You should add something to the menu.
Okay, apologies. Big Dave's Cheesesteak is opening a third location that was announced. That's going to be this spring. And this time he's going to open in Forest Park on Jonesboro Road. So that'll be, coming later this spring. So there's your...
I see pictures of his cheesesteaks and it makes me really, really want them, but there isn't one near me. So I'm going to have to make a trip.
Yep. Cheesesteaks, egg rolls, wings, fries, salads.
Yeah. They always look delicious. So,
right. Okay. So there's your heavy dose of dining.
All right. So look for all these new spots all over town. And Rodney's got a couple of things to tell us about. The folks at Stranger Things are getting a salary boost, first of all.
Yeah, it's the final season, season 5. They're going to start shooting here in Atlanta later this year. But this place, Puck News, figured out, you know, they're paying them in tiers. So, like, the top two actors who are getting the most pay are David Harbour and Winona Ryder. They're getting paid $9.5 million each for, I guess, what's basically 10 episodes. Not bad. And then there's several tiers for the other kids. They range from 6 to 7 million. And there's 20 people on cast, like regular cast.
Right.
And 10 of them are getting paid at least like $6 million each. So that's a lot of money. So it ends up adding up to over $80 million. So there shows you how popular this Netflix show is, yeah. that they have the budget to just shell out $80 million just for cast salary alone. This doesn't count production, marketing, none of that. That's on top of that.
Robbie,
yeah.
do we know yet like where they're going to be filming? Do we know any film sites?
There are some places that they shoot, multiple places that are around town that they've used multiple times. So you can look up their websites that show you where you can go.
Right.
And there are tours.
But I haven't heard anything new about the
plot lines. You know, in the past they focused around one place or, you know, they did a mall one season.
Right.
So it's hard to, we don't know what the plot lines are. So who knows what they're going to conjure up this time. But it is the last season. So, of course, the first season, it's only five seasons and it started in like 2016. So it's taking a long, and it may not, I don't think it's going to air until 2024. So we're talking 8 years, only five seasons. So it's been, the pandemic hasn't helped and these kids are all like in college age now. So it's kind of hilarious at this point how much time has passed. I presume they'll probably have to put a time jump at this stage because these kids are otherwise supposedly like still in like 10th grade or 9th grade.
Well, I'm 6 foot two and I'm
yeah. And they're like,
I'm actually 12.
Yeah, I know. It's gotten ridiculous. They were actually about the right age when the show started, but time has kind of been a problem.
Yeah. Well, and speaking of popular shows, The Walking Dead recently ended, but...
not as quite as popular as it used to be, but they are, you know, obviously AMC is riding on multiple spinoffs. There's one with Daryl Dixon out in France. They somehow brought him out to France. They've got Maggie and Negan in New York City, and now they're bringing Andrew Lincoln's coming back to Atlanta. They're going to shoot. He's going to shoot with Danai Gurira, who played Michonne. They're going to be in a separate spinoff that's going to be shot, I guess, in Jersey and Atlanta. But they're starting next month. And again, we've heard no plot lines on where they're based or what's happening exactly. But they will be back in Atlanta, so you'll see Andrew Lincoln again. It's been a while. He left the show like in 2018.
Right.
So it's been a while since Lincoln's been floating around Metro Atlanta. So if you get any Andrew Lincoln sightings, you know, you'll be very happy, I'm sure, because he's just a nice guy.
Yeah, awesome. So yeah, we'll get Walking Dead back, even though the original set for it is gone. So.
Oh, of Alexandria. Yeah, they actually tore that down. Yes. I don't know. Again, I have no idea what they're going to do or where they're going to shoot it at this point in Atlanta.
Well, when we hear, we'll let you know, and you can check that out at the Georgia Entertainment Scene blog on AJC.com. And now we're going to talk about one fun thing that's happening over the course of the next week. So we're giving you things to do. And mine this week is the Atlanta Opera's production of Don Giovanni. The original opera premiered in October of 1787 in Prague, and this production is the first in Atlanta in more than a decade. This one updates the action to the 1950s, set here in America. Of course, it's still sung in the original Italian, and they'll have super titles so you can keep up with the story. And that's happening on January 21st, 24th, 27th, and 29th at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center, which is usually where you can find the Atlanta Opera's productions. And those tickets are $43 to $148. And what do you have for us, LaGaia?
Okay, so you need to grab your friends who have sweet tooths and who like beer and go to the Donut and Dessert Fest this Sunday, January 22nd, at Second Self Brewing Company. So they're having a, Donut and Dessert Fest. Your admission ticket gets you donut samplings, dessert samples, and a beer ticket. There is a VIP ticket that gives you, you know, a few more things. And then actually it's a fundraiser, so proceeds benefit the hospitality fund. But anyway, that's again taking place this Sunday, January 22nd from 1 to 5. Tickets start as $10 and go up to $35 for that VIP. And it's at Second Self. You can learn more and get your tickets at secondselfbeer.com/events. It'll lead you to the, I think it's like an Ebrite site, but I'm not going to say the bit.ly here. So
yeah,
just go to secondself.com.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like the perfect event for Homer Simpson.
I know.
Donuts and beer.
Donuts and beer.
So
donuts.
All right. Rodney, can you top mine?
I don't know if I can top you, but Barry Manilow is going to be in town on Thursday the 19th. He is going to be at State Farm Arena. Still plenty of tickets available. It's starting, and shockingly low, $19.50 for a ticket in the upper level, which is, you know, considering how much people usually charge at that level, is pretty good. You
know, that gives me like one thing of sashimi at Nobu.
And, you know, if you can't make that one, I'm going to actually see him in Vegas next month. He still has a residency out at Westgate in Vegas. Yeah, I'm psyched to. I've never seen him before, so I'm looking forward
really?
To.
Oh, really? I'm surprised.
To listen to the Cope alive. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. So, okay, so that means people can have a weekend of opera, donuts, and Barry Manilow.
Yeah. Mm. Sounds like fun to me.
Atlanta's so cool.
That's a crazy weekend.
It really is. Coming up in this week's Go Guide, we'll have something for the budget conscious among us, which is, frankly, most of us. And we take a look at free and cheap things to do in and around Atlanta. And in Sunday's Living and Arts section, look for a story on Atlanta artist Greg Mike, who is the founder of the Outer Space Project, an event series that merges public art, live music, design, action sports, and culture, and it's produced more than 100 murals throughout the city of Atlanta. And this week's Pet of the Week is Tidings. Everybody loves a tuxedo pup. This dual-tone boy is 2 years old and is looking for a constant cuddle companion. Not too fussy about toys or treats, Tidings just wants friends to run and play with. Learn more about Tidings or schedule a visit at the Fulton County Animal Shelter located at 860 Marietta Boulevard in Atlanta. You'll find a photo of Tidings and a link to his shelter profile on the story page for this podcast at ajc.com. Thanks for listening to Go Atlanta. We release new episodes every Thursday morning to keep you in the loop of all the great things Atlanta has to offer, whether it involves planning an outing or just giving you something to talk about with friends and family. So be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For more things to do in and around Atlanta, go to ajc.com. Thanks as always to Rodney Ho.
I can't smile without you, Shane.
And to LaGaya Figueres.
Thanks, guys.
And to our special guest, Ned Verone.
Thank you.
I'm Shane Harrison. Thanks for listening to our brand new podcast, and we'll talk to you again next week for more ways to go Atlanta.
Ocean breeze, tropical beach, piña colada. You can buy an air freshener to make your car smell like you're in an oceanside paradise. Or, better yet, you can point your car toward Daytona Beach and come experience the real thing. Visit DaytonaBeach.com to discover all there is to see, do, and enjoy along the world's most famous beach, Daytona Beach, Florida. Beach on.
Donald Trump has been indicted in Atlanta.
We have so many court dockets to follow, but we haven't really seen anything yet.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution has covered every moment of this historic case.
I've been writing about this investigation for 2.5 years.
Our team is led by reporters Bill Rankin and Tamar Hallerman. Follow our coverage on AJC.com and listen to new in-depth episodes of the award-winning podcast, Breakdown, The Trump Indictment, only from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.